Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia says it's taken full control of the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk on Sunday after capturing the final Ukrainian bastion of the city of Lysychansk, where Kiev says it's withdrawn to save the lives of troops. The region's capture, a key Russian war aim, hands Moscow a boost after weeks of slow advances and shifts the battlefield focus to neighboring Donetsk region, where Kiev still controls substantial territory. Since abandoning an assault on the capital, Kiev, Russia has concentrated its military operation on the industrial Donbas heartland that comprises the Luhansk and Donetsk regions, where Moscow-backed separatist proxies have been fighting Ukraine since 2014. Russia says it's capturing Luhansk region in order to give the Russian-backed Luhansk People's Republic, whose independence it recognized on the eve of the war. North Korea has condemned joint U.S., South Korean, and Japanese military cooperation, warning the move is prompting them to reinforce their military capability. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement saying the current situation more urgently calls for building up the country's defense in order to cope with what they call the rapid aggravation of the security environment of the Korean Peninsula and the rest of the world. The statement was a reaction to a trilateral meeting that took place on the sidelines of a NATO summit last week. In the meeting, the three parties affirmed the need to strengthen their cooperation to deal with North Korean nuclear threats. North Korea views U.S.-led joint military exercises in the region as an invasion rehearsal. Washington and Seoul have repeatedly said they have no intentions of attacking the North. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Parts of a mountain glacier collapsed in the Italian Alps on Sunday amid record temperatures, local authorities said, killing at least six people and injuring eight. The Trento provincial government said rescue operations were in progress after a large ice avalanche involving hikers, adding there was likely to be a heavy toll. The avalanche took place at more than 3,300 meters on the highest mountain of the Eastern Alps mountain range. The huge mass of ice collapsed close to the route usually used by hikers and climbers to reach the summit, the Alpine Rescue Unit said. China's foreign minister called for Myanmar's junta to hold talks with its opponents Sunday during his first visit to the country since the 2021 coup that plunged it into turmoil. Beijing is one of the Myanmar military's few international allies, supplying arms and refusing to label the power grab that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's government a coup. Foreign Minister Wang Yi said China expects all parties in Myanmar to adhere to rational consultation and strive to achieve political reconciliation. In Beijing's highest profile visit to Myanmar since the coup, Wang is attending a foreign ministers meeting with representatives from Cambodia, Thailand, Laos, and Vietnam. His comments follow a junta spokesman indicating last week that talks between the military and ousted leader Suu Kyi to resolve the chaos were, quote, not impossible. Hundreds of Sudanese protesters demanding an end to military rule took to the streets of the capital Khartoum and its suburbs for a fourth straight day, witnesses said. A violent crackdown by the security forces during mass rallies on Thursday killed nine people, the deadliest day for several months in the long-running protest against a military takeover last October, led by Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. Recent protests have seen crowds burn tires and barricade roads with bricks, with security forces using live bullets, firing barrages of tear canisters, and using powerful water cannons, according to medics in the United Nations. Recapping our top story, Russia says it's taken full control of the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk on Sunday after capturing the final Ukrainian bastion of the city Lysychansk, where Kiev said it's withdrawn to save the life of its troops. The region's capture, a key Russian war aim, hands Moscow a boost after weeks of slow advances and shifts the battlefield focus to neighboring Donetsk region, where Kiev still controls substantial territory. Since abandoning an assault in the capital, Kiev, Russia has concentrated its military operation on the industrial Donbas heartland that comprises the Luhansk and Donetsk regions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1.